This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this is Been There, Done That, Got The Podcast.
Right, this week, I've been there, done that. And I have been, Marianne, to a cabaret night.
Not cabaret.
No, I didn't like cabaret. Do you know what? Interesting, I saw cabaret, and I thought cabaret would have been a lot better had it been an actual cabaret night. So the setting's amazing. Do you know what? I've worked it out. I'm not the world's biggest fan of the theatre. Mm. I'm not.
And there we have it.
All right.
You like fun, don't you?
Don't get me wrong. I like musicals like 42nd Street, Guys and Dolls, you know, sort of old school romps. But actual sort of sitting there, no.
So what was this cabaret night?
It was at Brasserie d'Adel. So downstairs.
Oh, I love it there.
That is such a hidden, well-kept, but it's not kept secret.
It is, because
it is in a way.
I never knew about it.
It's brilliant.
I mean, live down the road. I didn't know about it at all. And I've been to Brasserie d'Adel loads, but I didn't know that they have this. It's called the Crazy Cox, as in C-O-Q-S.
Cook.
So tell people what Brasserie d'Adel is.
Brasserie d'Adel is a really old school French brasserie
and
in
really,
London.
Really, really well priced, can I just say?
Really well priced. I don't think it's the best French food in London at all.
I think it's slightly coat. But I quite like, but I mean.
It is, but it's
like
lovely.
An independent coat.
Yeah, but it's very, if you opened your eyes and sat down, you think, I'm actually in Paris.
Yeah.
It's the most French place in London. But they have this little, it's a cabaret club, a little tiny cabaret club downstairs, which I never knew about. Anyway, we did go and see a friend of mine who I've been to see in Oliver at Christmas, first, who has an alter ego called Lenny Beige. And Lenny Beige was in Little Britain years and years ago. Anyway, and he does lots and lots of different events and things with as Lenny Beige. He does Lenny Beige as Neil Diamond. But this was just Lenny Beige as Lenny Beige. And he has the most incredible voice. He is the most talented musician. So he can play everything from the sitar to the, you know, big guitar, little guitar, every single guitar in between and all sorts of other musical things. And he did this cabaret night with Leanne Carroll, who is the most amazing jazz singer. You know, she's Ronnie Scott, but she's so funny. She's so funny. So it was a cross between sort of comedy and amazing music. It was 90 minutes. I loved it.
And not too long then.
No. Well, it wasn't that it was too, I mean, we were contemplating sitting for the next, there were two sittings. And had the second sitting been different music, 1,000,000% would have stayed. But I'd gone and got something to eat next door and come back. But it was honestly amazing. And you sit there on your little table and they bring, you know, you can order a cocktail and you've got a little pot of popcorn and you chat to all the people around you. I loved every single minute of it. And I just thought, I wish I could do this every night. So on the cruise, they have a space there again where they have these amazing cabaret acts. And I just think, for me, that's what I love doing. I mean, I love Ronnie Scott. That sort of night.
You see, cabaret curls my toes.
No, but I think I'm talking cabaret. I'm not talking cheesy cabaret. I'm talking like really talented, talented people.
Because I was going to say, I didn't want to offend anyone, but when you say alter ego Lenny Beige, I immediately think of kind of drag artists.
No.
That's what I associate with that sort of thing.
No. Having said that, I do love a drag queen night as well. Mm. But because they are so talented. So whilst there is an element of humour and an element, you know, they're funny. I mean, not all cabarets are funny. And this also wasn't like, no one was, you know, juggling and, you know, breathing fire. It wasn't that sort. It's just a guy standing up, little bit of audience interaction, little bit of audience participation.
Oh, did you get chosen?
No.
That's the other thing that makes my toes curl. No, I mean, there were sitting there wait to be chosen.
I mean, there were a couple of poignant, because obviously, you know, he knew us. So there's a couple of poignant, you know, little sly mentions. But no. It's not that. It's not comedy as in those on the front row because you get humiliated comedy. It's just banter. It's just really nice, really familiar, and it's really personal. And I just love it. It's not sit there and be really, really, really quiet, which is fine. You know, you obviously don't chat. But I don't know. I just love that being entertained. And actually, you know what I also love? The thing I struggle with theatre is it's the same every single night. And obviously, of course it is. But I just like that this is off the cuff. You're seeing somebody interact with an audience. And, you know, if things go wrong, things go wrong. But they don't. It's just, I don't know. I just love it. It's really, really authentic.
Yeah.
Is what I would say.
Yeah, I get it. I do get that. You've almost converted me there. Well, I've done something not dissimilar. I've been there, done that, and I've had a very starry night at the theatre.
Oh.
Kaza and me finally got to see SJP and Matthew Broderick in Plaza Suite.
Aha.
At the Savoy Hotel. The Savoy Theatre next to the hotel. And it was just such a fun night. People were just wildly excited to start with the fact that they were going to see actual SJP, actual Matthew Broderick coming out onto the stage. The play itself, I don't think is brilliant or has brilliantly stood the test of time. It's based in the 60s, and the premise is that SJP and Matthew Broderick play three different couples, different years, different nights in the same hotel suite, and you know what happens to all three. I don't think, like, they acted it really, really, really well, but I don't think it was them. I think it was the play. I don't think it kind of pushed anyone to their limits, shall we say. But it was fun. It was, honestly, when she walks out, people just scream.
You see, I don't get it. I don't get it if I see her on TV, if I see her in real life. I don't care.
People were going mad for her.
I don't get it.
So in the first play, little playlet, she doesn't really look like herself because she's got this kind of dowdy, dark wig on.
Yeah.
But for the second one, she comes out and she's got this kind of dazzling long blonde hair. So she looks like Carrie. And people are just like, wow!
Do you know what? I don't get it. But if it brings people back into London and back to the theatre, knock yourselves out.
Well, I think they've had to extend the run. And as we've said before, I mean, the tickets.
Oh, my
God. A, like getting hen's teeth. And B, you've got to kind of sell a body part to get them. I was lucky because my mate said, you know, quick off the draw, get them. And I got us ones that were 125, but they were going up in front of my eyes. There's packages for 400 quid.
Right. There. Can I just say, cabaret night, 25 quid.
Yeah.
Each.
25 quid.
And it's brilliant.
It was great. But then one of the nicest things that happened was we came out and we spilt out onto the pavement. Nice turn around to Kaza. I've not bought a programme. I couldn't see any programmes anywhere. They didn't come out in the interval. And I cannot go to the theatre without buying a programme. It's just a ritual that I've got.
You are, as I said to you, you're so like one of my kids. They're exactly the same. Whereas I'm very much, you can imagine me, what
What's clutter? The for?
Clutter! Yeah. Where are you going to put that? Put it in a drawer, chuck it in the bin. Clutter, clutter, clutter. Can't bear it, can't bear it.
So I went back in. It was like a bloody maze in there. Couldn't find it. Oh, down there, turn right, turn left. Corner of my eye, spy the actor Jason Watkins, who I know a little bit because we did this charity day together when I was editor of Stella at The Telegraph and got on like a house on fire. He's lovely, loveliest man. And I thought, oh, I'm not gonna let on. It's embarrassing for him. So
it's embarrassing for you if you turn around and went, hi! No idea who you are.
Yeah, sorry, no autographs. But I knew he wouldn't be like that. Anyway, I went down the stairs to try and to get into the queue for the programme, and his wife's there, Clara Francis, who, again, I know via Instagram, but I don't know her personally, but I know that she is the co-founder of this fantastic fashion company called O Pioneers. And I thought, oh, God, I'll just go. And on my way up, he catches my eye and he's like, hello. And I went, oh, hello, I didn't want to, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we go upstairs, we get a selfie with them, chit-chat, chit-chat, chit-chat. And next thing you know, they're being asked to go backstage, aren't they? To meet actual SJP.
And did you say, hi, you're my new best friends, I'm coming with you?
You know what? I think we could have pushed it, but we didn't. We didn't.
Well, that's not a great story then, is it? Awesome. No.
But yeah, the night I didn't meet SJP.
The night you didn't meet her.
No, but it was such a good night. It's such a good night. It's such a little intimate little theatre. Felt very special. It was worth that £125 cap.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Well, you can't go now. I don't think there's any tickets. Well, there might be. There might still be some.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. Anyway. Do you know what? I wouldn't go because I would not want to take someone's seat that would love it. I know that I'd go, I know me, and you know me, and you know that I would go and say,
it wouldn't be your cup of tea because you're not that bothered about the actors.
Not even close.
So if you're not bothered about the story bit,
nope.
I don't think it would be worth paying that money for that play, personally speaking.
No.
I could be wrong.
No, it's not. I know that it would not be my bag, and I'd come out and go, it's all right. Whereas
the other thing we did before curtain went up was Cassie said to me, do you want a glass of champagne? And I went, yeah. So nice. I had a glass of champagne. And then I said, should we have another before we go in? And I got to the bar and she went, Maz, just get Prosecco. Champagne's dead expensive. So I did. And we were like, why did we bother getting the champagne? I mean, Casa paid, I didn't, so all that was fine. But leads me on to our next bit.
Oh, here she goes.
Because,
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Guess what I was reading at the weekend? Sales of champagne have fallen off a cliff. They've gone flat.
Well, does it say, is it because it's just too expensive?
Cost of living crisis obviously has upended everything and how we think and what we spend our money on. There is another champagne looky-likey, however, that's doing brilliantly.
This is good because I fear that you were going to say, because I don't drink as much champagne now because obviously I've discovered the dirty martini. So I've been buying vodka. And actually, oh my God, now here we go. It sounds like a right pair of lushes. No, but if you buy a bottle of champagne and you drink it, even a bottle of Prosecco and drink it, as opposed to buying a bottle of vodka or
and
a bottle of gin. And a bottle of martini or vermouth. Oh my God, it goes so much further.
Yeah, you're just adding a mixer, aren't you?
No, I don't add a mixer, but you just have like one measure.
Yeah.
So you have one measure of vodka and half a measure of, I add half a measure, you can add less, obviously, of vermouth and a little bit of brine from my olives.
Brine?
Yeah, that's a dirty martini.
Oh no.
It's delicious. But you nurse that, whereas champagne just goes, look, oh, gone.
Is that why when I opened your fridge before?
There's a big thing of olives.
There's like a vat of olives in there. I thought, gosh, that's a lot of olives. You're not eating the olives, you're drinking the brine.
No, I do love, they're the Pirello olives, but I do buy them now in the massive tin. Just because I eat so much, I love an olive.
You love a dirty martini.
And I love a dirty martini, but they're so much cheaper to drink at home and wow. I can make them in 3 seconds. And also you can just make one. Whereas if you're at home on your own and you're like, oh, I'm not going to, well, I mean,
I can't imagine anything so flash as opening a bottle of champagne on my own. I mean, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, never.
Well, and also you can't really keep it.
Well, there
you?
We go. It will keep for a couple of days.
Yeah, champagne will keep but then for a couple you're days. Like, you feel under pressure to drink it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time you open the fridge, you can say, I'm going flat.
Yeah.
Drink me.
So, customers are now choosing. Do you want to guess what we're choosing instead of champagne?
Cava.
No.
Oh, please don't say Prosecco.
No.
Please don't say Lambrusco.
No.
Crema.
Correctamundo.
I love crema.
So we're all going mad for crema. Crema is having a moment because A, it's far cheaper, and B, it's the most similar tasting thing to champagne in the same region.
Well, it's made in the same way as well.
Yeah, same way. And apparently Ocado sales of M&S Cremant de Bordeaux. Is that the one you like?
I haven't got one here, actually. But if that's number 12, that's from their special range. It's amazing. And I want to say it's £12. Number 10 is £12, or it's number 12. Yes.
Well, that is up. The sales of that particular bottle are up 47% year on year. Now, compare that. So, Bolly, non-vintage Bolly is about £58 or up to £58 in supermarkets.
Oh, I thought it was more than that. Interesting.
I would as well, but I'm taking this from the piece I read. And the most expensive Waitrose Cremant, which is, oh, can you say that?
Cadelunie Cremant de Bourgogne.
Oh, all right. It's quite good, actually. Cadelunie Cremant de Bourgogne is £15.99.
Do you know what? I think also, I mean, there are champagne. The problem is, the likes of, you know, I mean, years and years and years, I was obsessed with Lidl champagne, which used to be £12 a bottle.
It was
and
it very was good.
Amazing. Yeah. It was very good.
Yeah, it was.
And I haven't had it probably for 2 years now since I moved, and not near a Lidl. And so I haven't had it, but I do know from friends that it's not the same as it was. Uh-huh. And the cost of Prosecco has gone up and up and up and up. And I think, yeah, and also Prosecco, you know, it's one of those things when they make loads of it, it's really hard to get a really nice one.
And
it's a very different
more
drink.
And more. It's kind of hit like, and miss, isn't it?
I don't like Prosecco anyway. I mean, that's bullshit. I just can't believe I actually came out with that. It's not my favourite drink. If you gave me one, would I say, no, I'm fine, thanks. I mean, it's not a pint of Guinness. I'd never take a pint of Guinness from you. I would never take anything whiskey-based from you. But I'd go, oh, go on then, give me some of your Prosecco. Actually, I'd love it.
Yeah, you would.
But I would always choose something slightly drier and something less frothy. So Cava, which I historically have not liked at all, having just come back from Spain. Oh my God, we have
Oh, they
some.
Do Cava well.
They don't do it like they do it here. So you've got to. So in fact, I'm going to hunt out some really good Cava. But actually, the Cremant is so drinkable.
Yeah.
It's really
quaffable and cheap.
The one I will say, the best value champagne, and it is amazing. And I correct me if I'm wrong, I think it comes out top in so many of the, you know, when they do their blind tasting polls, is the Co-op. And it's called, I want to say it's called, it gives a P. Can't remember what it's called now. Anyway,
that's
it's amazing.
Helpful.
Co-op own. I'll look it up. I can take a photo of it.
I'm not near a co-op. What am I meant to do?
Don't care. I've only got co-ops near me. Oh, everywhere I live, I've only got a co-op.
Okay.
So luckily for me, and that's £20 a bottle, £21 a bottle, and it is fabulous.
Oh, very nice.
Really, really good.
So let's pop the question.
Oh my God, you're on a roll.
Champagne, Prosecco, Cava, or Cremant, people? Tell us what your favourite fizz is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Mine is Cremant, and it would have been before I read that.
If I had the choice, I would have champagne.
I mean, I'd always have. No, don't get me wrong. I would have champagne if it's going free.
Right,
if I'm paying for it, Cremant.
Right, let's take champagne out of the equation then, and I think you just
okay.
go.
Okay, champagne alternatives.
Yeah, fizz.
Yeah,
fizz alternatives.
Yeah.
Do you know what you also haven't put in there, which I think you should probably put?
What?
What about having English wine?
Oh, I wanted to put that, but have it.
Oh, it's so expensive.
But given that English wine is actually more expensive than champagne, it's not the debate we're having, is it?
No, and do you know what? English wine is one of those things that, don't get me wrong, I love it. It's great. If you get, you know, if it's offered to me, I will take a glass. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sniff at it. But when I go to the supermarket, will I ever buy it? No.
No.
No, I really wouldn't.
Good, it's because of the price. I want to buy it because I think, oh, it's, you know, it's farmed organically, and you know, you could see the work that's gone into it. I've been to lots of events where you know, the owners talk about it and you think, God, yeah, that's
you want to
amazing.
Support local.
You want to support. But then you look at the price and you think, oh my God.
I know.
That's tickets to Plaza Suite, that is.
It is. You see, if you're me though, you could buy it, little cabaret. I'm hunting out all the cabaret nights actually.
Oh,
in fact, we're going to try and organise one. We're going to try and organise. Look, you'll come to that.
Will I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you remember happening? You have a party?
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to go to do something, little night there.
Oh, it was good that.
It was good. Well, thank you.
Oh, I'll turn up to that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So, moving swiftly on to our fashion whinge or winner. I think it's winner this week.
I don't know what it is. You have to tell me.
Okay. So, doing spring. I know we did a spring special last week, but these are Style Mag have kind of selected their kind of what's in for spring list.
Mm-hmm.
So, colour. What's the top colour?
It's green.
Yeah. Whether it's moss, olive, artichoke.
You see,
green is in.
I think that's interesting because I would say it doesn't matter about the. I think it's not. I think the colour that's everywhere and was last season. You know, last season they said was going to be everywhere. It's like Kermit green.
Oh, I've not seen green. An awful lot of that.
It's everywhere.
Kermit green. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Well, yeah.
And apparently, according to them, an olive cashmere coat looks much more expensive than your average tan one. I love olive. I love olive in a coat.
I've got an olive coat, actually, which I bought. And I bought it, and I thought I was going to love it.
Do you not wear it?
Where's
it from?
It's from John Lewis. Oh. It's a good, amazing coat. It is an amazing coat. And I'm going to put it away, and I'm going to bring it out next season.
Yeah, get it warm.
But I thought, do you know what? I bought that and then I bought the check blazer. Yeah. And the check blazer, which is in tans and browns. I think it might have a little strip of olive in it, actually. I have worn that. So I don't think it's so much the coat. I think the colour, it might be the coat. I don't know.
But I wore the John Lewis green one to death, but it's not. It's a check green. It's like a Marant check green and cream. I wore that one today.
You do? Yeah. No, that was amazing. But that green, that sort of, it's more of a...
That was quite a vivid green.
Yes. It wasn't Kermit green, but it's more of a
apple.
Tree green, wasn't it?
Maybe tree green, No,
green, Oh, God, okay. So, I don't know why I'm even listening to it.
According to another list, pink, not Barbie pink.
Oh, God, Barbie.
But different, like the sort of more kind of paired back shades of pink. Now, I love both of those colours, the greens... The more chic greens and the muted pinks. Love.
You've got my tartan coat, which isn't tartan. You know my mother of pink coat. And green.
Those pink. Oh, pink. You're ticking all the boxes.
My God. That's it. I'm not buying anything else. I love a baby pink.
I do. I really, really like pink. I'm drawn to pink.
But I love pink and olive together is really lovely.
Oh, it's a great combo.
Yeah, pink and grey is beautiful.
Yeah. Great combo. So those are your colours ticked off. Now, new season fashion bingo. You've got your greens, you've got your pinks.
Yeah, check. Bing, what do I say?
Have you got...
Check. Or do you just... What do I say for my... I don't know.
Yeah, you can say check.
Can I check?
Not, but check's not in.
No. Try check.
Boxy leather jacket.
Oh, check. I'm so pleased.
I don't think I've got a boxy leather jacket. I haven't.
Yeah, but I'm not sure
Boxy leather doesn't. It's not me that.
I think you're better off. You love your bombers though, don't you?
I love a bomber.
So bombers on me.
Yeah, we've had that combo, haven't we? You're not happy with that. Skirt suit.
A skirt suit.
Yeah, not a trouser suit, but a skirt suit. They're back. What do you think about that? I can't think of anyone in a skirt suit.
When am I going to wear a skirt suit? Do you know though? Having said that. What I do have, which I nearly wore last week, and then I realised I was going to be freezing, and it was in fact still cold cat and get a grip. I have got a maxi, like long, straight. I just watch her face at this point because the eyes are going to be amazing.
Come on.
Pencil leather long skirt.
Yeah.
With a slit at the back.
Yeah.
But I think I did wear it last year, and I'm going to wear it again.
Yeah.
With a little fitted leather, the DVF leather. Blazer, little leather coat.
What does it match? Is it matchy matchy?
Black leather, both black leather.
Okay. Squeak you in that then.
It's not squeaky. One's leather, one's faux leather.
Oh.
But I think together, and if I wore it with a striped bret on top underneath, and a little boots.
You'll look very Emily in Paris.
My Lord. There could not be a bigger compliment. Well, it is, because she's actually batshit crazy. But just, you know, the vibe. I want to be more Sylvie. I don't want to be Emily.
I love Sylvie.
It's more Sylvie. Look, give me that.
All right.
Come on.
Well,
she'd
wear that to be fair. All right. I'll give you that.
Right.
And then, gold in a dress. So instead of an LBD, it's a GBD.
A gold dress?
Yeah. Oh, no. LGB. What have I just said?
I don't know. A little
LGD. LGD.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I'm exhausted.
Right, an LGD. That sounds like a venereal disease.
Gold.
Gold
is the new neutral, is the new black.
A gold.
Is the new dress, yeah.
Dress?
Apparently.
Well, funny if I don't have one of those.
Well, you're going to have to get one, aren't you?
A gold.
And, no. But have you got any of these flat brogues? Are you a brogue person?
No, they'd be ridiculous.
No, I'm not either.
Do you know what? We need to talk about this because, you know, when it comes through, new this week from, you know, all the fashion sites, and it was a shoe special. And I thought, oh, let's have a look
love
at this
a shoe
then.
Special.
Well, I love a shoe special, what but were they? Marianne, we would not wear any of them.
Were they all a bit geography teacher?
No, they were all a variation on a ballet flat, and even like a ballet flat or a Mary Jane, or the worst. No, I don't get these. Okay, these I do not get. The mesh ones. Did we do this last week?
No, we didn't do the mesh shoes, but I've been seeing those.
I do remember
what's
having.
What's that all about?
I did have a massive slacking off session with somebody, and I don't know if we've done it on air, but they look.
I don't get it. Do you?
No.
Why would you want to put your foot in something mesh and then walk on a dirty floor?
Have you any idea how old we sound right now?
Imagine what your socks look like after you take your shoe off.
You don't wear socks with them.
What if you did?
Well, you'd look like an absolute muppet. No, but the point is, I just wear a sandal. They're just a little bit, and as I'm saying this, I appreciate that so hypocritical because there'd be so much that I wear that people will want to vomit in their mouths over.
Go on.
But it's just a little bit Emperor's New Clothes. I've seen some of them. You know, there are certain Instagram accounts where they're very, very, very on trend. And you look at it, and maybe it is my 51-year self going, becoming a proper nana. Just looking at it going, you actually look ridiculous. You literally look like
wearing a shreddy on your foot.
It's not even that. It's like a mesh bag. Do you know what it is?
It's just a little fashion victim-y, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, you know those bags you get like satsumas in at Christmas?
Yeah.
It looks like they've fashioned a shoe in black out of that.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I've seen them as well.
But each to their own. Each to their own.
Next week you'll be rocking one of them.
I categorically will not. Mainly because there are certain friends, I literally, you being one of them, could not, I just couldn't handle the abuse.
Two satsuma bags.
I could not handle the abuse.
Oh dear, dear.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right, so moving on from that.
Hang on a minute. Have you got whoa.
No, I never finished.
Do you have any of these? Green.
I've got green, I love green.
Pink.
I've got pink, I love pink.
Yeah.
I don't have a skirt suit. I don't have a boxing.
I would pay
jacket.
Good money to see in a skirt suit.
I don't have a gold dress, however, I do like gold. What have I got in gold? It's not a dress. I quite like silver too. And I do not have flat brogues. I look all sorts of silly in a flat brogue. Or what? A Mary Jane or a shreddy shoe.
So going back to the shoes really quickly, there is this real dilemma about what to wear. So I've got, as we discussed the other week, my flat loafers, but they're really like delicate flat loafers. They're not the chunky ones for the last 2 years, which ironically seem to be disappeared without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, with a shadow of a doubt? No. Just disappeared.
Without the shadow of a doubt.
They've just gone poof.
Into the ether, yeah.
Poof. And everyone's now back in the old school Gucci style ones. Happy friggin' days for me.
It's all come round for you, hasn't it?
But that's it. That, and then I'm into sandals and trainers. Marianne, there's nothing else to wear on your feet.
Well, I'm into trainers and sandals, and that's about it as well.
Boots.
Yeah. Ankle boots.
Yeah.
But what else is there?
There's brogue.
No.
There's a ballet flat.
No.
There's a Mary Jane.
No.
There's a kitten heel.
No.
You can have a pointy ballet flat.
No.
You can have a mesh shoe. You can have a satsuma carriage shoe.
So no.
Okay, fair enough. You can have a chunky loafer.
I like them in theory. In practice, I don't look right.
You wouldn't look right.
I wouldn't look right.
It's not you.
I'd look wrong.
Well, you wouldn't look wrong. It's just not you.
No, it's not me.
You can have, yeah, and I'm all out after that sort of
you
thing.
Were all out.
I'm all out. You can have, oh, just... I know what. Do you know what's not come back?
What?
A driving shoe. Like an old school Todd's.
No.
I used to love them.
I used to have an ex-editor who lived in those. And I never could understand. They were proper Todds.
Oh, I
had a few pairs.
I only had Todds.
And they were expensive.
Yeah.
But they remind me of like very, sort of very preppy. That's a very preppy American look.
Oh,
and okay. I didn't. They look nice on her, but I just thought, oh no. And everyone was going mad for them. It's
yeah.
like Marie Claire days. So back in the...
Late 90s.
Late 90s, early noughties.
Yep.
And that was the look, wasn't it?
Yeah. I had literally like sort of, you know, a tiny sort of, I thought, again, I said very Audrey Hepburn, I used to wear for work, a really sort of like fitted little top. Well, I never ever used to wear a shirt ever. Just like a fitted long sleeve, like smart t-shirt.
But
really nice. Kick flare, like cropped kick flare trousers. So really skinny on the leg and a tiny little kick flare with a little, always a side zip. And I used to wear a trench coat. And Burberry trench coat, and my Todd's driving shoes, my little loafers, and I walk everywhere.
The very essence of the London.
Yeah, they were,
chic.
Weren't they? They were quite sort of. I think they're quite sort of. They're very. I thought it was more Italian.
Yeah, well, Todd's are Italian, I think, aren't they?
Yeah,
for me. Oh. Far too elegant for me. Right, move on.
Go. Let's do it.
You go first.
I'm going first. So, first of all, can I just say I have started watching Mary and George. And I was watching.
What did you think? I mean, what I forgot to mention as well, it's not just
full frontal nudity.
Yeah, it's not just the filth though, it's the effing and the jeffing and the see you next Tuesday in.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
You reminded
obviously.
Me of you that bit.
Well, a friend came over the other day and I was watching it and they came in and I was like, oh, and because you know when you're watching something. And they came and stood there and looked at the television and looked at me, looked at the television, looked at me, and just went, excuse me? And I went, oh, yes.
They had a porno channel.
Well, I don't know what they thought I had on. And they just went, unnecessary. I mean, and then proceeded to literally sit there and just go, can you turn it off? Can you turn it off? Can you turn it off? I was like, there's nothing wrong with this. Turn it off. Turn it off. I'm loving it.
I knew you would.
I'm really loving it. But not as much, Marianne, as, and I have inhaled this, everyone I've spoken to has loved it. And that's The Gentleman on Netflix. Oh, my God.
I saw it via Gogglebox.
It is brilliant.
I saw the chicken scene via Gogglebox.
Dance like a chicken. I've got a friend that literally will ring me and just say, will you dance like a chicken? Oh, it is fabulous.
Right, go on, tell us the premise.
So the premise of it is, so if you see, it's Guy Ritchie. It's created by Guy Ritchie. He's written a couple of the episodes, but not all of them. But anyway, it's Guy through and through. So if you love Lock, Stock, if you love all sorts of old school Guy Ritchie, it's much more like that. There is The Gentleman, the film which he did for Netflix a couple of years ago. But that was with Matthew McConaughey and Michelle Doherty from Downton Abbey.
Downton, yeah.
Weird, because she's so posh in that. Mm. And then she played it didn't gel with me at all. I didn't think she was that great in that. And Hugh Grant, who is brilliant in it. But it's not, and Colin Farrell. It's not, I loved it. I was like, it's all right. This, however.
Is it the same? Is it an adaptation of the film?
Not even close. I don't really understand. It's the same sort of, basically the context is that there is a guy who, I can say he's in the army, but basically he inherits he becomes a gentleman. He becomes your honour, your lord, whatever the hell he is, you know, English aristocracy. But he discovers there is something interesting, an interesting business that his father had set up on the land that he has then, it's then his responsibility. And how does he eat
it? The dad dies and he inherits.
Dad dies and he inherits it and suddenly discovers that, oh my God, the reason we actually aren't as lots of the aristocracy are, you know, we do have a pot to piss in. We do have a pot to piss in is because my father started this business with a business partner.
Yeah.
And he then has to decide, does he want to extricate himself from this business or does he want to carry the business on? But his elder, I can tell you this because the first episode, he basically inherits it rather than his brother. So if you've seen the chicken scene, his brother. And Freddie, his brother, I think his name's called Daniel something. Anyway, he is amazing. He's not been in much, but he was in I Hate Susie. He was the husband.
Didn't see
he's
that.
He's Billy Piper's husband in I Hate Susie, and he is brilliant in it. It is amazing. It's amazing. And there are people that pop up. You think, oh, Ray Winston pops up and John Thompson pops up. They're a great, they're not cameos, but the cast is amazing. The writing is brilliant. The music's fantastic. The scening, the setting is fabulous. It's all just deliciously watchable and funny. And you want to know what happens next. I love it.
Yeah, I think I might.
Go in.
So I want to continue with my Jason Watkins theme.
Oh, good God. Here we go. Bloody
my
hell.
New best friend. So he stars, as we record this, we're recording this on Monday. Tonight, the first of a four-parter starring him begins on Channel 5, and it's called Coma.
Oh, C-O-M-A?
C-O-M-A.
Right.
And he stars as this kind of, you know, very ordinary guy who, you know, lived in a once nice area that's been kind of terrorised by thugs.
Ooh.
And he one night confronts one of these young lads, punches him in a scuffle, and from there it all goes horribly, horribly wrong. The young lad goes basically into a coma.
Whoa, hence, there hence we the go. Name.
And then it's what happens next to this kind of unassuming, ordinary man who just got caught up in this extraordinary situation. And I've not seen it because it's not yet on, but by the time we are aired, the first one will have been shown.
And do you know, can we watch it all on catch up on Channel 5?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I didn't do my homework there, but I like the premise of it. And I love Jason Watkins as an actor. If you've not come across him, you will have come across him.
You'll recognise him.
He was in The Crown. Yeah. He was in W1A. He won a BAFTA for The Lost Honour of Christopher Jeffries. He was absolutely superb in that. So, yeah, I'm going to go into that. Oh. And I'm going to go into yours as well.
Good, because I think you'll love it. I can't wait. I need you to get through this really quickly and leave so I can watch another episode. Right, now this is something quite new.
You want me to leave, did you say?
No, I didn't
you
say that.
You want me to get through this and leave so you can watch another episode?
Okay, anyway.
That's welcoming, isn't it?
Okay, moving on. I've made you.
You've made me. I'm drinking this honey and lemon. You can probably still hear in my voice, I've just had this dreadful chest infection cough. You've been kind to me today, Kat.
I've made you honey and lemon.
I know.
I had to literally, you've eaten all my honey, and that was my last lemon.
I was getting on your nerves with the coughing, though. I was getting on my
Absolutely
own nerves.
Absolutely getting on my nerves. Oh, Florence Nightingale here was like, Jesus Christ.
Just down that and shut up.
Good God. Take that now. So I have got, though, my second meet and threesome is something called, it's a towel to dry your hair, which sounds really weird.
It looks like a balaclava.
No, it doesn't. If you see it, it's made from...
It just looks like a piece of toweling.
Well, I don't think. I know that some
jersey, like a...
It's T-shirt material.
T-shirt, yeah.
So I remember years and years ago, someone recommended that if you've got frizzy, dry, sort of, you know, porous core, you know, hair. I'm not sure if it would work if you've got really fine hair.
So
maybe it would.
About.
If you've got hair like pubes, it's called, by it's by, I think, Good Wash Day. And they messaged me and said, can we send you one of these? And I was like, oh, God's sake. Okay, fine. So anyway, my friend Ruth, no. A friend of mine messaged me and said, listen, I've given them your name because you've got hair that this will be brilliant for. And I trust her. She works in beauty. So I said, okay, fine. Do you know what? Anything that can help, I'm up for. Yesterday, as I was watching the gentleman, I washed my hair and what you do is you dry it with this. You don't put another towel anywhere near your hair.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd have to because it looks quite thin.
It's miraculous. It's one of these things you think, how can this work?
Yeah, yeah.
And it does. And it's basically, it's called Good Wash Day. Did I say what it's called? Good Wash Day. It's a towel. You put it on your hair to dry it.
You put it on your hair to dry it, but you have... did you kind of leave it and that's the result?
Well, no, I
now.
So what happened was...
I think your hair looks nice.
What happens was I left it. I didn't put any product in it because I wanted to see how it goes. Because if I put product on my hair straight after I wash it, I'm a cross between Grot Bags, Rod Stewart, and Ken Dodd. It's honestly, it's like a halo. Who's been on a, fast food diet of ready break? My hair, you can see it from space. It's like, it's that kinky, curly rubbish. It's awful. So I thought, I'm going to do that with no product. So I did that. And then I took it off and I fell asleep on the sofa. And I woke up while my hair was dry.
It's like a drama.
Oh,
this.
My God. Well, it is if you've got hair like ours. So it just goes,
I'd
it's
watch
kinky.
That if it was a series.
Can you see at the top here where it's really irrationally wavy at the top?
Yeah, you have got wavy. Yours is wavy than mine.
Well, mine's really wavy, but wavy shit wavy. So I then just sort of went over the edges, but I've got nothing else in it. But what it did do, like a friend came over last night, went out for a drink. And they went, what have you done to your hair? And I went, what do you mean? They went, well, where has it all come from? It's made it really thick.
Oh.
I don't know. It just...
are you saying this is a good thing or not?
Oh, it's amazing. Honestly, it is amazing.
I'm
it was
try
so
that.
Soft.
Yeah.
Really soft. But what I should do, which I didn't do, is don't leave my hair to dry fully naturally. I really wish I'd done it. And it was all lovely and soft. So semi-dry and then blow dried it. Because now, when it dries, it's crinkly. That's what my hair is. It's not wavy. It's crinkly.
It's quite nice. But is the point of this towel to make coarse, dry hair soft?
Yes. It makes coarse, dry hair soft. It removes the frizz. And it does... It's supposed to be much better for your hair because you don't rub your hair. It's supposed to be much better for your hair. There's obviously lots of great literature on it. But it is essentially from T-shirt material. It's like a microfiber T-shirt almost.
Okay. Well, we've got to picture that up. But it does just look like a black T-shirt.
It looks like a black cloth. But you can get it... in all sorts of colours. I obviously went for black, but you can get a leopard print one, you can get white, you can get pink, you can get red, you can get literally any colour at all. And they're not expensive, but I think what it does do, you need to spend less time drying your hair, you need to spend less time, less product on your hair apparently. So all great things.
All good for our thick unruly
yes.
hair.
Yes. And, sorry, can I say really quickly as well, when you go away on holiday.
Oh, look at the size of that.
I know, tiki weenie.
That's a massive selling point. So she's just rolled it up into basically...
looks like a pair of pants.
Yeah, knicker size.
Yeah, tiny. Great.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so I've gone in on a new night cream, and I am loving it. This range, it's by Estee Lauder. I think it's meant really to be targeted for an older skin.
Well, it's rich, isn't it?
It's very rich. It's Revitalizing Supreme Intensive Restorative Cream, and it's got moringa extract and do you know what?
Hyaluronic
Why
acid.
Can I never say this?
It took me the entirety of lockdown to learn to say...
Hyaluronic.
No, hyaluronic.
Hyaluronic.
No, higher.
Oh, God, we've done this.
Whole of lockdown.
Hyaluronic.
2 years. 2 years every day. The only training I did, not my body, was learning to say hyaluronic.
Anyway.
Say again. I love saying it now.
Hyaluronic.
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 No, no.
Oh, we know what it is. Anyway, you like this as well, don't you? Because when I brought it, you said that is a nice range.
I have this. Do you know what I use this? We were saying, weren't we? The last sort of 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I've stopped. I haven't put any retinol on my face. Mm. I've been using the Ren. I've been using this. I've been using the Evercalm.
The
360.
Ren.
Oh my God, the Youth Bomb from Beauty Pie.
But hasn't that got retinol in?
The Youth Bomb?
Yeah.
Not the serum.
Right,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Because we're both huge fans of their stuff. Some of it's got retinol in, but
yes.
You can get some of their retinol is very low dose. And I don't mind that, but some of it, some brands, their retinol, I think you just have to use it very sparingly, don't you?
Do you know what? My skin reacts well with it at different times. So sometimes they medicate and then it gets to a point where it's like, yeah, I'm good now, done, thank you.
Yeah.
Can I have a break? And I also love, oh my God, in fact, I need to order a new one. There's a Balance Me, it's called Radiance Oil. Oh, I love it. I'm literally down to the end of it. I love an oil.
Yeah.
So I've been using it, but this I put over the 360 Youth Bomb Concentrate, the Radiance Concentrate.
Yeah.
No, they don't. The Radiance Concentrate doesn't, but there is a 360, sorry, a Youth Bomb retinol product.
Mm.
But no, and it's that is beautiful. It's just like a hug in a cream.
Well, and also I've just been quite poorly the last couple of weeks with this flipping coffee thing. And I don't know, when you're just feeling like that, I don't know if it's because you're ill or because you're kind of taking all kinds of tablets and this and that and the other. I don't know, your skin just seems to go a bit.
Mm.
And it's just felt under par. And that's plumped me right up again, mm. I think. It's made me, yeah, like you say, a hug in a jar.
Well, it is.
Feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's just a really, it does what it says in the tin. It's rich. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's just a really luxurious cream
yeah.
that isn't particularly active.
Yeah, I love it anyway.
Yeah, no,
so
it's great.
So there we go.
So I'm eating, and we are going to put a video up because
it's hilarious.
Well, it's not hilarious. So I love the panettone, and I don't particularly, I'm not a massive chocolate fan. And so Easter for me has always been a bit, yeah, whatever. And I'm not that bothered.
You don't like an Easter egg?
I'd never thank you for an Easter egg. No.
I'll get you one then.
No. Waitrose this year have done, drum roll, hot cross panettone. So panettone.
Whoever came up with that, honestly.
Give them a pay rise.
I hope they got worker of the month.
At least. Hot cross panettone. Can you imagine in a meeting how pleased you'd be?
Imagine you're selling it. It's not a bun. It's a panettone. No, it's not a bun. It's not a panettone. It's a bunny Tony.
A bunny Tony.
But I expected to see a bunny on it.
Hot cross bun.
I know, but I kind of, that's where I didn't quite get it.
That's a good point. Has anybody done a hot cross bunny?
Hot cross bunny?
Has anybody ever done something marketing-wise? You know.
Listen.
Oh, right.
TM in that.
Absolutely. Like,
a bun
yeah.
in the shape of a bunny.
I know. Or at least a bunny, you know, like you get the crumpets in the shape of a bunny.
Yeah.
Why can't you get a hot cross bun?
You get a bun in a bunny.
It's
bunny
probably
bun.
Pain in the ass to make.
Probably is.
And no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
But the hot cross panettone is essentially a cross between a panettone and a hot cross bun. I'm not going to lie to you. It just tastes a lot like a panettone. But who cares?
Panettone.
Panettone.
Or panettone.
Panettone.
If you're panettone.
That Christmas Italian cake.
Yeah. Panettone.
Yeah, panettone.
Panettone.
Oh, I don't bloody know. Shut up.
Almond.
Almond.
And it's an almond panettone.
Okay, if I smack her in the tits.
So hold on. What's hot cross bunny about it?
Well,
which bit's hot cross?
I think. Well.
You'll see when we put the video up.
Yeah. So I didn't get the hot cross.
How many of you listeners would decorate the cake, the top of the cake, after you'd eaten at least a third of it?
Right. So
what happened? You're going to see what happens.
But what happened is I opened the box from the bottom, okay, because I couldn't get it open from any other way. And it arrived. I just came home and I was really hungry and I ripped it open, as you can see, a little bit of rage. And I just lifted it out. And what I didn't see was that there was an excess thing. There is basically something you're supposed to decorate with it, but I'd already eaten half of it by then. So when Maz came around, she went, "What's this?" And I went, "Oh, don't know. You're supposed to decorate it." So I tried to decorate it when it was half eaten. Oh, look, it's not a good story. It just tastes really bloody
it's
nice.
It's not a good video, but we're putting it off.
It tastes really nice.
All right. My final one is I've had such a nice meal. I had a night away. I was invited to spend the night at the Beaumont Hotel. Yeah, stayed over.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And it's this absolutely gorgeous hotel. It's kind of slap bang opposite the main entrance of Selfridges. But you'd never know it was there.
Well, it's around the corner.
It's opposite, actually, and then set back. It's in, is it Brown Heart Gardens? Is that what it's called?
What is it? It's off Duke Street or Davis Street?
I can't remember.
Anyway, it's just, yeah, it's in Mayfair. It's just off Oxford Street.
It's like a little oasis, just off, yeah, off Oxford Street. Could not be better placed. For your London shopping. And they've refurbed the whole place and put a new annex on it with 29 new bedrooms. Absolutely beautiful. Very art deco, very stylish, very classic. And as part of the evening, we had this meal in their restaurant. Again, never been in there before. And I put a couple of pictures up on Insta, and one of my friends said, you've just literally had my death row meal.
What was it?
Oh, God, this amazing prawn cocktail. I do love a prawn cocktail.
Bloody hell, have you?
Massive prawns.
But you had a prawn cocktail at the Devonshire the other week. Jesus Christ, look at you going out for dinner all the
more
time.
Prawned out.
I went for bloody rib Tuesday last night. I thought that was a treat. Half price ribs, the local pub.
Tuesday?
Ribs Tuesday. Don't knock
it. On a Sunday?
No. Last week, I said.
Oh, so you said last night.
No, last week.
Well, fair enough. I'd be able to offer that. That's my life most of the time. And then for mains, had the most amazing steak with just the fries were gorgeous. Everything was lovely. And then for pudding, they just gave you this list. It was like a sort of post-it note list with all these things written on it. And you build your own sundae. So you can have as many scoops of ice cream, loads of unusual flavours as well, and with your toppings and with your, you know, things underneath. It was gorgeous. Mm. Oh, do you know what? There's no more fun to be had. That's when everyone was squealing on the table. Oh, my God. What have you chosen? People were sweating. Do you think that will go with this? I chose a really weird flavours that I'd never had before.
Oh, what did you choose?
Oh, God, what did they have? It was like there was one with like rosemary and chestnut and rosemary.
Oh,
now that's a flavour I've never come across before.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Could you just ask for like a taste and then not have any more?
Of course you could. You're in the bone.
Oh my God, I need to go.
It was really good fun and the food was beautiful. So yeah, that was a real treat of a night. That was proper classic, lovely
bloody
meal
hell.
In a gorgeous hotel. I know, get me.
Oh God, get you.
So on that bombshell.
Yeah.
You had your bunnitoni, I had my night away. Oh. I think I'm a winner this week.
Yeah, you are actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, yeah. All right, fair enough.
A bit catching up to do. Okay, it's a wrap, folks. Thank you for listening to Being There, Done That, Got the Podcast. As always, get involved by following our Insta page at Got the Podcast.
It's where you'll find all our polls, meet and threesomes, and more. And we're going to put up some videos this week.
We're spicing it up, aren't we?
Yeah, got some videos. That sounds terrible, actually. Don't dial that expectation down.
Yeah, it's not Mary and George.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. No, absolutely not.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.